Mr. Cass, did you have any animals for protection?
No, animals. And
do you ever keep a dog or anything like that?
My father's great-grandfather and mother called parents of John, Jacob, Henry, Adam, and Margaret. They were Papa's brothers. Did you say biblical name? Biblical name. This is a home in Switzerland, I'll show
that's
you.
That's a very good picture.
Here is their home. This is the Schmidt home. They lived in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and here's the home, right in here.
In Winnie Smith.
Home, Switzerland. Yeah, I'm just going to, this is the home that we had in town. But I think that I had something here over the time that picked your birthday.
You never had a dog or anything like that?
Oh, God. Even here I had pet rabbits and, I like poodle dogs. But my father had, he always said he had a $700 or $800 bird dog. And a guy from New York was down here. Now this is before a railroad ever started coming into the valley. And this guy, I don't know how he came down here, I don't remember anything about it. But he was broke. And my father loaned him $700. And all he had was this gorgeous dog. So my father always felt he'd never get the money back. But he loved the dog. So that was his $700 dog. So he took it to my father for the last day, you see. Living in Brownsville.
What kind of dogs were there around here?
Oh, and then we always had, we had at home, we had bird dogs. And this dog that this man had was a bird dog.
What kind of dog is that? Is that a special dog?
Oh, I don't know. You'll have to look, that pretty dog. And we always had good dogs that they like to, this is one time, discarding the president. See? President Harding was down here.
Oh, who's he with there?
A good friend of ours. And here's where they were parade during Harding.
Visit at Brownsville.
Brownsville, that's a parade they had.
Do you remember when the president came down here?
Huh?
Do you remember the president the president's visit? Or is that?
Who?
Warren Harding's.
Yeah, I remember. And you know, right up here in Sherryland is Eisenhower slept up there. Now, he wasn't like George Washington. George Washington, when I was in New York, he said that George Washington slept there. And this is where I showed you that. That's the Fort Brown, and he was the Negro soldiers came, and that's where I slept, you know. And this is what we had. This is 42. This is the only way you could cross over from Matamoros, from Brownsville to Matamoros.
In a small, what do you call this little boat here?
Rowboat.
And it'll seat, what, about 15 people?
I imagine so. And when I married, I had to spend the night in Matamoros. And I said, God forbid that place stayed in a hotel. But it was clean. Because the train left at 6 o'clock in the morning, 6 or 7. And this closed at midnight and didn't open till 8. So anybody that went, a lot of people did it. We had to sleep over there. This is a real grand inn. Here's what I wanted to show you. That's called a detail cart. See the wheel, two wheels, and that's the barrel.
A pepero. What's a pepero?
He's the man that drives it. It hauls the water to you.
Now, right here, these long things that come out beside the
you've seen those on the farmers have.
I've never seen those. What do you call those? The horse backs in between.
I don't know.